Kent Neitzert in the garden with us this morning, brought to you by Neitzert's Greenhouse and Florist. Today, we're talking about mulch.
Mulch, yeah. Mulch is what we use in the landscape, often to control weeds and to retain moisture around the plants. I'm talking today mostly about decorative mulches. It gives that planting that finished look, like you've laid a carpet in a room and you're ready to put the furniture around, or you've got the furniture down and you're putting the throw rugs around. Generally speaking, we got two categories of mulch. We have stone and wood or an organic mulch. Stone mulch is used quite a lot. You can use pea stone, which is really small. You can use a 6A stone, which is a little bigger, about the size of a jawbreaker gumball. And some people use even larger stones. The advantages to stone is it's relatively inexpensive as opposed to some of the other types of mulch. The expense usually with stone is getting it trucked to you or hauling it. It's fairly easy to blow the leaves and debris out of. You can just use a leaf blower and blow it out because the stone stays in place. And it's fairly inhospitable for weeds to start to take control and grow in. What it does is it provides you kind of a riverbed look around in appearance. Some of the disadvantages of it, it's sometimes fairly heavy to handle and install. You may not be able to get your wife to help you a lot with it. You might have to do it yourself. And if you decide that you want to change the look, it's a real pain to get out. It just doesn't want to move very easily. It's usually a pretty big renovation project when you do that. And to me, it's kind of a stark and barren appearance in most cases. There are times when it looks nice, but generally I'm not overly impressed with it. You can use crushed tile or brick that have different colors to get the same effect, but that's usually much more expensive. I personally prefer the use of bark and wood chips. It's shredded hardwood bark, or some of the stuff that you get now is just shredded pallets that have been run through a shredder. They can color it by dipping it in a dye. Those dyes usually hold for about a year, and then they fade, and you get back to that natural color. And so they need to be top dressed on annual or every other year at intervals so that you can keep that look that you're looking for. You can get cypress mulch or cedar mulch, and which break down much slower. And you can get redwood bark chips also that break down slowly. One of the advantages to all of these is they do tend to break down, and as they break down, they add organic matter to the soil around your plantings. I personally really like a mulch called bark fines, which is real fine. It's a byproduct of the paper pulp industry, and it breaks down really fast. Needs to be reapplied almost on an annual basis, but it does a really great job then of adding organic matter to the plantings that you have.
Is it a little finer?
Yes, it is real fine. You kind of, it's almost not quite as fine as coffee grounds, but you can, when I apply it, use a scoop shovel and you just kind of throw it and it rolls into place and you can get up underneath the plants real easily. And I like the looks of bark because I think it looks a little more natural in our woodsy settings that we have around the homes. And it can be fairly inexpensive. If you know the right people that are running for, they're trimming trees for consumers, they are often looking for places to dump wood chips. If they're working in your area, you can get them for free at times. It's much easier to plant inside through those beds than it is through a stone bed. And the disadvantages, again, are that it fades and breaks down. But I think the real advantages to sometimes to look at is that what I'm looking at when I put mulch down, do I put a weed barrier underneath the mulch or do I not? And my preference is not. The theory behind putting that weed barrier down is that when you put that down on top of the soil, you put your mulch over the top of it, and there's a definite break between the mulch and the soil so that weeds can't get in and germinate. You will find that after 3 or 4 years, there's enough dirt that debris blows in, or if you're using bark, it decomposes, that if you pull it back and look right on top of that weed barrier, you've got a pretty nice layer of soil that is going to allow weeds to germinate in anyway. So after that initial time, 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road, you really have lost the effect of that weed barrier itself. And so it becomes a disadvantage now that if I decide I want to plant in a certain area, I have to pull the mulch back. I have to cut a hole in that weed barrier and plant into the ground. So I personally don't like to do that. Most commercial landscapers do, because it really neatens the planting up and makes it a lot easier to maintain for those first few years. I prefer to go through with a sprayer full of Roundup or glyphosate and just spray those areas that need to be where weeds start to come up. And that allows me to plant anywhere I want without having to cut the weed barrier. The other thing is, many beds are not are dynamic in that I try to put a mulched area around the trees and try to keep the edge of that at the drip line of the trees. And as a tree grows, that mulched bed enlarges. And so pretty soon I've got to spray a bigger and bigger area, kill out and put more mulch down. So with that dynamic bed, the weed barrier underneath doesn't stretch. Yeah. So you've moved out over the top of it. Likewise, I don't prefer personally to put a edging around most of the beds, because they are dynamic and move, and pretty soon two small beds get big enough that they become one large bed. And again, I just use the wood bark mulch and spray that edge and define it with a sprayer full of Roundup two or three times throughout the summer, and it leaves a really nice marking on that edge. And then I can run the mower right over the top of the wheel, right over the top of the bed, and not have to worry about trimming.
Kent Neistert in the garden with us this morning. If you have questions for Kent, 279-1590, that's the number to call. 279-1590, whether it's about mulch or anything else you've got in the garden, 279-1590, the number to call.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson, the lyrics to Simon and Garfunkel's song from the 1967 movie The Graduate. If you have a graduate in your family this year and are planning a graduation open house, Neistert's Greenhouse and Florist wants to help you with the decorations. Anything from flowers for your landscape to small flower pots for table decorations to exquisite arrangements for the food table, call Neistert's today at 278-4148 for advice and help making your graduation open house an event to remember. It doesn't happen often, so when it does, you want to celebrate right. Let Neistert's Greenhouse and Florist help you with your special day for The Graduate.
It's about 2 minutes in front of 8 o'clock now at AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB with Kent Neistert in the garden this morning. We'll get to phone calls here in just a second with the mulch that we've been talking about and doing it. How often do you need to pull it out and just kind of start over, or can you keep building up on top of it?
Well, stone mulch doesn't break down at all. Yeah. It's just there, and sometimes you can just clean it up a little bit. Eventually, it will get enough debris in it that it's hard to clean, but I think most of that stays. You can just put a little bit on top of it. Now, with the organic mulches or bark, I just keep going on top. I don't pull it out and replace it, because it's just going to break down eventually underneath, so you just put another layer on top to dress it up a little bit. If you put it on thin enough originally that you now have got some of the exposed areas, there's dirt exposed, or if you've got a landscape fabric underneath that's starting to expose, you just put a little more on top and just keep building up, and you really never need to remove it.
All right. Kent Neistert in the garden with us this morning. Let's head to the phone lines. Hi, go ahead. A question for Kent in the garden.
Hi. Hey, when you put the weed killer on, mm-hmm. soon after that, can you start planting, you know, like Roundup?
Well, the weed killer that I'm referring to here is Roundup, which the active ingredient is the glyphosate. It breaks down in about 12 to 24 hours into inert ingredients. So you can come back in. Usually the label will say something around a couple of days. You can actually come back in the next day and till it and plant in it, or plant around it. It's pretty much safe at that time.
Oh, great. Okay.
Now, the other kinds of weed killers, if you use a broadleaf weed killer like Weed and Feed, those have longer active time and don't break down as quick, so you need to be careful with that.
Okay.
But basically just read the label then.
Well, yeah, that works too.
Really
yeah.
helps. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Good luck with it.
Bye.
All right. And this time of year, everything should be in, right?
It should be. We're still planting some beds, but, you know, you really have a lot of time left. I look at If you're trying to plant tomatoes in your garden, probably the 4th of July, if you plant on that weekend or sometimes around that time, you still can get tomatoes in the fall. So that's kind of a point that I look at. As long as we can get things in before the 4th of July, they'll be full and grown by the fall. It's just how quickly do we enjoy it now. If we got tomatoes in really early in the season, we'll be harvesting by the 4th of July.
Okay.
Maybe.
If you've looked around how our garden's doing around
I here. Think they're looking pretty good this year so far, other than the fact that people who had perennial gardens and some trees really suffered from the winter, but things that are being planted this spring and things that survived the winter look pretty good.
All right, great. We'll talk next week.
All right.
Kent Neitzert in the garden with us this morning, brought to you by Neitzert's Greenhouse and Florist.